And that brings me actually to the sixth question. What about assurance of security and data privacy? That's the question you ask. But I think one of the challenges that a lot of government CIOs have is kind of convincing their bosses, agency heads, that this is a secure, this is just as secure as, say, a laptop in some cases. So talk a little bit about question number six, and maybe if you have some tips for government CIOs.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think probably if you talk to anyone in government or in any organization, to be honest, about cloud, one of the first sort of concerns or risks that comes up is that around data security and data privacy. You know, there's a feeling that, okay, the data's out there, I'm not quite sure where it is, and that, you know, makes people feel uncomfortable naturally. Our view is that the way that that's going to be addressed within governments in particular is that for the foreseeable future, they will use a combination of a private cloud, which will be basically a cloud like I've described before, but created just for the government and existing within their firewall and within the country. And then they'll also have access to the public cloud. And I think they'll be very careful in thinking through which applications and which data they're comfortable running inside the private cloud and which they feel they really can put out into the public cloud. And I think managing that interface and how those two types of cloud work together will be key into delivering the benefits that I think are there, whilst maintaining confidence around data security and data privacy. And a lot of the technology really is not new. It's there, it's been around for a while. I think it's just a case of pulling that together now and organizing it in a way that meets all of those requirements.
So I know we didn't go over all the questions, but I kind of wanted to get to this final page here in the documents that says taking the first steps. While doing these interviews, I've talked to some CIOs, federal CIOs, who are, oh, we've been doing this for a while, but others haven't even started looking at this yet. So what are some first steps if one is interested in trying to move from, I don't know what you want to call it, old fashioned or the old way to the new cloud computing way? What are some first steps he or she should look at?
Yeah, I mean, we call it on-premise. So it's either cloud or on-premise.
Thank you.
The terminology that we're using. I think that the first thing that I think the organization, in this case, the government, needs to do is to think about what it wants to achieve. So if there are any new processes or new applications of computing which they've got that they would like to do and which in the past they haven't been able to afford, then they're probably very good candidates to think about cloud, straight away as a potential way to do that in a cost-effective fashion. So I would encourage organizations to think about that and start piloting things. And we know, for example, that the US government has launched a website called apps.gov, which is starting to do exactly that. They have a number of applications now up on that website, which government departments can now tap into. Those are cloud applications, and they can be accessed by different departments very cost effectively. And the idea is that over time, more and more applications will be added to that. And so I think I would see that growing and continuing to develop. And so I think each government department needs to look at its requirements, the systems it has, the applications it needs, figure out which ones are suitable for the cloud, whether there's a good cost benefit for moving or building something new in the cloud, and then taking a step-by-step approach to doing that. I think in order to be successful, they really need to think through how they're going to organize, whether it makes sense to have the cloud program done at federal level, at local government level, a combination of the two or whatever. And I think it's important that those decisions are made early on. And that once you've made those decisions, that you then make sure that everyone keeps to the rules, that they don't go off in different directions, that you have good agreement on the standards you're going to apply, the way the security is going to be managed, and so on, so that you can get the full benefit of sharing all of this approach across all the different departments, and hence get benefits for everybody. You could start to get more customer-centric processes building up where, for example, rather than, you know, when you change address, you would just change that in one place, and that would then automatically be replicated across all government departments. Cloud computing, I think, over time is going to start making those sorts of processes much more feasible than they have been in the past. I think also there are going to be some opportunities to use cloud computing for very data-intensive processes. You know, a good example that we're seeing in a number of industries is around analyzing data. So, you know, you've got banks and banks of data. It's not cost-effective today to go through and analyze and look for disparities in the data or whatever. But cloud computing makes that cost-effective. And so for government, I would have thought looking for cases of fraud or people who are claiming benefits more than once and, you know, those sorts of things, it could be a very cost-effective and powerful tool that may well prove applicable for things like that.